This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, March 21, 2017. On this date in 1970, Vinko Bogataj crashes during a ski jumping championship in Germany. His image becomes that of the agony of defeat guy in the opening credits of ABC's Wide World of Sports. Julie Manganis writes in today's Salem News, a Salem woman who allegedly drove to Ohio to pick up a 17-year-old girl and brought her back to live with her and her 19-year-old son has been indicted by an Ohio grand jury. 43-year-old Renee Hansen and her son Michael Julian, 19, of Four Witch Way, were both charged in a multi-count indictment in Cuyahoga County, Ohio, with inducing panic, interference with custody, and obstructing justice, police in Parma, Ohio, say in a press release on Monday afternoon. The charges are all felonies. The charges come following an investigation that began when 17-year-old Katerina Bitterman of Parma disappeared on March 4, leaving her cell phone and clothing at home. The disappearance touched off a massive search, with residents of the Ohio community organizing a porch light campaign called Light Cat's Way Home and police conducting searches on foot and by air with the assistance of the FBI. On March 10, shortly before a candlelight vigil was set to get underway in Parma, FBI agents and Salem police showed up at the home on Witch Way and took both the girl and Julian into custody. Julie Manganis continues, police in Parma had asked for help from the FBI shortly after the girl's disappearance. The girl was unharmed, and after being taken into custody briefly, she was turned over to her parents and brought back to Ohio, where she will face a charge of inducing a panic in juvenile court there. More on this story by Julie Manganis in today's Salem News.
Sunday brunch at the Gloucester House. The brunch includes Gloucester House baked haddock, grilled beef tips, fruit-filled crepes, chicken, potatoes, and much, much more. Sundays from 10 to 2, $20 for adults, $12 for children. The Gloucester House, on the water at 63 Rogers Street in Gloucester. Owner Lenny Linquata.
This is the freshest seafood you can get, from our boats to your plate.
The search for a new school superintendent in Peabody is down to six finalists. Bill Newell has that story.
Rick, school officials in Peabody will reconvene Tuesday night to publicly review their interviews with all six candidates for the post of superintendent. John Castelluccio, staff writer for the Salem News, writes on page two of the paper today that the session will be held at Wiggins Auditorium at City Hall at 6:30. The mayor who chairs the school committee has said he expects the committee will narrow the group down to three finalists. Three candidates were interviewed last Wednesday, and the remaining three were quizzed Monday evening. This was postponed last week due to the snowstorm. Now, the candidates under consideration are Peter Baldlamont, former principal of Concord Carlisle High School, Laura Chesson, assistant superintendent for Arlington Public Schools, Lorenzo Garcia, principal at Revere High School, John Oteri, headmaster at Somerville High School, Deborah Ruggiero, principal at the Harrington Elementary School in Lynn, and Arthur Nubetsky, assistant superintendent, Gloucester Public Schools. One of these administrators will replace Herb Levine, who has spent the last two school years as Peabody's interim superintendent of schools. For North Shore Today, MSO News Sports, I'm Bill Newell. Rick?
Thank you, Bill. Gayla Colley writes on itemlive.com that former Lynn Police Chief Kevin Coppinger, settling into his new job as Essex County Sheriff after being sworn in January, is focusing on the budget and reducing the recidivism rate among inmates at the Essex County Correctional Facility. The biggest issue right now is the budget, Coppinger said. The department has a projected $19 million deficit through June 30, the end of the current fiscal year. Out of the 14 sheriff's departments in the state, he said Essex County is one of the four that have been traditionally underfunded and lives off supplemental budgets through the legislature. Coppinger said his goal is to get the budget stabilized and fully funded as of July 1 each year. He said the budget cycle for FY18 is ongoing, but right now the struggle is to come up with the $19 million to get through the rest of the fiscal year. More on this story in Item Live, story written by Gayla Colley. Sean Horgan writes in today's Gloucester Times, the city of Gloucester announced its presence with authority Monday at the massive Seafood Expo North America by hosting an international reception that drew seafood executives from around the globe. The Gloucester Fresh reception at the Boston Convention and Exhibition Center, hosted by Mayor Safathia Romeo Taken, and featuring State Assistant Secretary for Domestic and International Business Development, Nam Pham, continued the city's marketing drumbeat on the sustainability and culinary benefits of the region's fresh seafood. City organizers said the city's presence at the gigantic show this year has provided more than 100 business leads and 20 meetings between Gloucester seafood companies and international seafood executives. More on this story in today's Gloucester Times, story written by Sean Horgan. This is North Shore Today on MSONewsSports.com.